Well, you can see is that it's a particular problem among attracting younger people to give blood. And there's lots of reasons why we haven't been able to get younger people through the doors. A lot of it's around time. Simply that people are very busy. They live in quite a different world than we would have lived 20, 30 years ago. And it's very hard for them to find the time to give blood, because it's not that they don't want to, that they don't have the intentions. It's just that the actual time that they have to come through the door, and then, you know, given an hour up of their time, an hour and a half, can be quite hard for people to find. The other side of that as well is something you touched on beginning there as well. Awareness for, again, younger people in particular, that maybe it's something they just don't think about, and it's only when they know someone who has received a blood transfusion that whole idea comes through, that it is important that they do have a role to play in it as well. So I suppose that they're the two reasons, main reasons, why we struggle to get younger people through the door. Another side of it that has impacted worldwide as well is just greater urbanisation. So you have more people flocking to the cities, and it's harder to generate a blood donation clinic in a city than it is in a local community.